Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good afternoon. The Ministry of Health has issued a high-level alert after detecting a widespread phishing campaign tricking people into believing they must renew their TIE or health card. The scam, spread through text messages and emails, impersonates the ministry and requests users' personal and banking details. Authorities have made it clear the Ministry of Health is not requesting the renewal of your health card. Any message claiming otherwise should be treated as fraudulent. Victims who click on the link are redirected to a counterfeit page and then have to fill in their personal ID. The site displays a summary of the request and claims the new card will be delivered to their address for a small fee. Nearly half a century after the death of Francisco Franco, the government is preparing to take one of its most decisive steps yet to confront the remains of the dictatorship still etched into public spaces, and has confirmed that before the end of November it will publish a comprehensive list of Franco-era symbols to be permanently removed from towns and cities across the country. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the move during a tense parliamentary session yesterday, describing it as an overdue act of democratic accountability. Once published in the official state bulletin, the list will compel regional and local administrations to erase or replace any symbols that glorify the Franco regime, from street names and plaques to monuments and memorials. The Guardia Civil have arrested a 33-year-old resident on suspicion that he started the forest fire that devastated 3,200 hectares in Orense last August. According to the police, the fire started at 4:28 p.m. on August 15th and ended up with a perimeter of over 43 kilometres. Investigators carried out a technical report which ruled out natural causes and implied human responsibility. The fire put the lives of people at serious risk, with many having to evacuate, inhabited areas were confined, and flames caused damage to different buildings, including four homes. And the National Police have arrested a 26-year-old man in Alicante for robbery with violence and intimidation, fraud and injuries after he robbed two couples who were walking through the pedestrian access to the Santa Barbara Castle in Alicante whilst waving a gun. After the crime, the thief used the victim's bank cards in stores to buy cheap items so he wouldn't have to give them the PIN code because the guards didn't have one. The authorities stopped the man and found two cell phones that he had stolen from the victims hidden in his clothes. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.